What is up, wrestling fans? Welcome to another episode of the SmartCount Moment Smack Talk Podcast. I'm Tony Mango, and I've got with me Robert DeFelice.
Hey, hey.
And Callum Wiggins.
Oh, deja vu.
Attempt number two of our four-part thing that we're doing here, splitting things up in two different weeks, two different videos per week. It is this time of the year, and we've done this previous two, I think, years, maybe 3 years at this point, where we are going to break down the different rosters, and we're going to do that through a tier list. We're going to rank everybody from the S tier to the F tier and all the things that go along with that. And we're starting off with the AEW roster. And this particular video that you're listening to this, I don't know if I'm splitting up the audio-only versions as one thing and the other thing. I think I might. I don't know. I've got to take a look ahead of that. But for this thing, we are talking about just the women's roster from AEW, and then we will carry that over with the men's roster, and then when it comes to WWE next week, or maybe even the week after, depending on if something kind of crazy happens over this next week, then we will kind of, you know, kind of keep the things going there. So I'm going to switch over to where you can see my screen, because this is how we are going to be doing this. We've got the S tier or the GOATs carried over the exact same things that we've done before. We got the, yeah, I mean, it's kind of not necessarily exactly the definitions of what we're doing, but we kind of named them these. A tier, we're calling that the main event tier. B tier, we got above average. C tier is middle of the road. D tier is below par. E tier is the jobber status. F tier, the drizzling shits, just the absolute worst. We don't like these people in that fashion. And then we have the no opinion one. And that one is reserved for people that have pretty much just not been around long enough for us to develop an actual opinion about them. Or, you know, when we get to like the NXT roster for WWE, then, you know, they maybe we haven't even seen a single match of theirs. Like The Rock's daughter, she's literally only stood by ringside a couple times during 2020. So, you know, we'll carry on that with the way that we've done this before. And I'm assuming that some people are going to stay in the same tiers that they were, and some people are going to move up, some people are going to move down. I don't have the information in front of me of where we are, because I don't want to have any bias towards, well, we put them there the last time and everything, but maybe afterward we might end up like looking back and being like, you know what, hey, look at that, it's pretty interesting or whatever. Or if you want to go back and check out the previous episode and tell us, oh, why do you think that this person moved up or down or something, then by all means, drop those thoughts in the comments below. So while you're telling us what your rankings would be for all these men and women when we do these, and if you are wanting to, you know, follow what we got going on with these different videos and everything, then make sure that you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, because that is the best way to know, hey, look at that, new video pops up, and hit the like button as well. That'll help us out quite a bit. So this is pretty self-explanatory in a lot of ways. I mean, the rankings are the rankings, and we put them in the rankings. That's how this works, you know? But where do you guys want to start?
It's hard to know when we can't see the see
what you're looking at.
Oh, you guys can't see the thing. Let me share my screen with you so you guys can see it just like the people that are watching. Now you should be able to see it, right?
Okay.
Yep, got it now.
I forgot that there's two different parts step of sharing the screen.
I think the easiest part is probably the no opinion ones. Like, I can say I don't really have much of an opinion on Layla Gray, because I've seen her do some things, but nothing that I'm really willing to, like, judge her on in one way or another. She looks great standing next to the baddies, but that's about all I can say.
I would put Layla Gray in no opinion as well. I can't honestly tell you a single match that she's had that I've watched all the way through, so I can't really judge her on there. I think that's fair. And remember, for everybody, when we are going through and we're doing these, it is through a like a three-vote system. So if we end up saying, you know, somebody should be S tier, somebody else says that they should be F tier, another person says that they're in the middle of the road, you know, we kind of balance it out that way. So, you know, If we all are unanimous, then that's great. If we're not, then we start getting into debates about it.
Callum, any opinion on Leila Gray?
I probably could form enough to put her somewhere on the list, but you guys have already said you're going to put her in no opinion, so that's fine.
Well, just, you know, for the sake of it, where do you think that you would potentially put her?
E, probably.
Not the biggest fan, but not necessarily drizzling shits.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't done it. I mean, I've seen a couple of matches. She's not particularly good, but there's a lot of people that, I mean, she would work as a jobber, which she's kind of doing for the baddies, so that's fine. I definitely wouldn't say that she's like unsalvageable by any stretch of imagination. She's got a good look, but I just don't think that she's got a like boundless charisma that makes up for the fact that she's not a particularly good wrestler just yet.
I'll say this. I don't think that there's any woman on this list that is the flat out drizzling shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at this trying to figure out if I would put anybody in there, and I don't think that I would. I have some people that, of course, I'm like not super high on, but I don't know if I'd go that far.
I don't know. There's one that's rattling my head, but like I think we should discuss the others before we decide whether we move them into that position or not.
If I guess the person, then we might end up putting them in there. Is it Marina Shafir?
No, it's not actually.
Ah, okay, because she's one of the lower ones for me.
Yeah, she's definitely on the lower side for me, but she's not that low.
I would say E tier for Leva Bates. Burning old jobber, and that's like not even in a bad way. It's just like that's her role in the company.
I would put her there as well. I wouldn't say that she's bad to be in the drizzling shits, but she's not getting ranked higher than E for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think she's slightly borderline because I just don't think she has ever been that great.
Mm-hmm. She's got value to her, but she's never going to win that championship or anything.
I think we should at least establish then an S tier one, so probably put Britt Baker there, I'd imagine.
Absolutely.
Britt Baker's got to be the S tier on that one.
A perennial S tier, yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty much the golden goose of AEW's women's division, the one they devote the most time to, the one they seem to devote the most effort to. Yeah, it seems pretty nailed on.
I would say she might be the only one that I would put in S tier, although there's a couple that I would put in that A tier that I would consider potentially bumping up, and one of them being Toni Storm.
Toni Storm's
A tier, yeah.
Three votes for A tier?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I would say that there's one other S, and that's Jade Cargill.
I don't know about putting Cargill in S. I think I'd put her in A, because she's still not proving herself in longer matches. So I'm willing to have that little bit of that disconnect as far as, like, she's got the star power for sure. If we were voting just on that, I'd definitely S tier. But I'm willing to go to S if, you know, if Rob's
I'd go there. S because she is perfect in her role right now. So I would absolutely say S tier Jade Cargill.
Yeah. I don't really mind the not longer matches thing, because it's like saying, well, let's say we're back in 1998, you'd still put Goldberg in S tier.
That's true.
That was exactly my rationale as well.
Yeah, all right. I'm down for it. A tier, I think, Serena Deeb.
Yeah, I love Serena Deeb. She's great in ring.
Yep.
She's like the foundation of that division.
I think we have to. I can see an argument for B, but Thunder Rosa is A tier to me.
It's a bit of a tense situation with her.
Yeah. I wouldn't rank her lower than B, for sure. She's A or B.
The way that she's been presented, I can't put her under anything but A. It's just that it's difficult as we look to do this on September 13th, 2022, what to put her in.
I think I'd be more willing to put her in A and give her the benefit of the doubt. But by this point next year, we might end up having her at B.
Yeah, so it depends on how things shape out. I would also advocate for the inclusion of Hikaru Shida as an A tier.
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot about Shida. Yeah, she's definitely an A tier.
Okay, let's look down the other end a little bit then.
I think Ty Mello should be B.
C.
Hmm. It's difficult. She hasn't wrestled a lot recently.
I think her presence is something that kind of like the Jade Cargill scenario bumps her up into the B. She has been
charisma enough to put her in a B.
Yeah.
I'm all right with B then.
Because you figure C being middle of the road, that means, in my book at the very least, somebody who doesn't have anything that really stands out about them that makes them captivating, but they're just not bad. When we start getting into like the bad tiers, there's something that's like definitely missing. And I think Ty is somebody who, if they were to give her the championship, she might not be, you know, on par with like in the ring with some of these other women. But I think that I would totally be on board with her winning that championship at some point. So I think middle of the road to establish some of these tiers. I think I'd put Anna Jay, yeah.
Yeah, she, at the moment she's middle of the road, yeah.
Yeah, she stands out in the sense of being like she's a character that people know a little bit, but, you know, what's her character been at different points? And obviously she's attractive, so that's something that a lot of people are like, you know, we're not ranking them based off of whether or not we think that they're, you know, S tier as far as attractiveness, but that is something that is captivating to a lot of people, and some people mistake that for charisma as it is, but yeah, she's not quite the same level of confidence that Ty has right now.
What do you think of Nyla?
Nyla,
I was gonna say B as well. She's a champion in the past. She's always around that title picture when they need someone.
I would lean more towards C.
She's better in ring than most of the women in the roster, so she's B.
Two votes for B. She goes B. I haven't liked anything that she's been doing for over a year, so I'd go more for C. But it's another C that we could go with.
I would keep her in B because she's always someone who that you turn to try and establish a new champion.
That's true.
Like she's always, almost always, the first opponent. It seems like this time around it's going to be Serena Deeb will be the first opponent, but we'll see how that pans out after Dynamite.
I would say under the, because we don't have anything for these two yet. I don't think we're going to end up getting a Drizzling Shits on this list, but I would say under the E tier, Yuka Sakazaki, but I could see putting her in D tier. I wouldn't even put her in C.
D, definitely C.
Yeah, Sakazaki's great.
She's super over. She doesn't appear that often, but when she is there, she's super over.
Is she? And I don't remember like seeing anybody go crazy.
The crowd chants Sakazaki a lot. And I always hear like the pop when she comes out, when her music plays. It's actually really big whenever she comes out.
Where would you put her, Rob?
I'd put her in C.
Nah, two votes for C. You guys outrank me for that.
If we're looking for someone to put in D, Sky Blue.
I'd go C. I think
that's fair for where she is.
I knew you would say C, Tony. But as always, you will be outranked. she's incredibly bland, has zero personality from what I can see. That was exposed in that tag match they had with Dante and her against Taya Conchi and Sammy Guevara. Her blandness is very evident in those circumstances.
Let's see where we go with maybe if there's another E tier one.
Rebel, not Reba.
I mean, she doesn't really do anything, so
yeah, I'd be fine with that. I mean, as a second and like character, she is worthwhile, but certainly in ring, she is. I mean, she would probably be one of the ones that fit potentially into the F tier one, but she doesn't wrestle that much anymore, so I don't think we give it to her. It'd be like putting Vicky Guerrero in F tier.
I'd put Julia Hart in C.
Yes, I would definitely advocate for that.
She's not quite B yet, but I think she's got the potential to be there.
She's impressing me recently. I think that she's definitely on the upward trajectory.
What do you guys feel about Madison Rayne? Because I honestly haven't seen her in AEW. I didn't watch the match that she was having before.
I mean, if you've watched her anywhere else, then you've watched her in AEW, and it's a D. She is not good. And she's never been good.
I was never the absolute biggest fan of the work that I've seen that her do. Not that I thought that she was like awful or anything, but she was very of that era for me. So I'd be willing to go with whatever you guys go with here. I wouldn't put her in Drizzling Shits, but there's no way I'd put her in like A tier or something. You're thinking
the
highest
I'd be willing to go is C, but I can live with D.
Totally fine putting her in there then. I can't go higher than C for Ruby. I don't see what's so, oh my God, give her the belt.
Ruby should have gotten the TBS title while she was still fresh and, you know, there was an interest there, but, you know, you had to put Jade over and now it sort of seems like she's fallen back into that kind of middle of the road category. So I guess that fits.
She had promised to be higher, but she hasn't yet. I would go D tier, maybe even E, depending on our rationality for Paige Van Zandt, because she just didn't do anything.
Well, hold on. If I'm not going to rank Layla, I'm not ranking Paige. She'd won a match.
Yeah, but it was a bad match.
And then she kind of, like, she's just stood there and tried to look tough, but in an unconvincing way, even though I know that, like, you know, yeah, she could kick my ass, but, like, you know, as far as the acting goes, I wasn't really feeling it. And then she just kind of disappeared.
She was the one that I was contemplating putting in F to. Just because that match was just so an exposure of how unready she is and the fact that they've signed her and now seemingly have nothing for her because she has to learn actually how to wrestle. It's not a great indicator. It's like I haven't seen anything of, well, when we get through to WWE one next week, when we talk about Gable Stevenson, I'm still, most people would say, well, you probably just have no opinion because not seeing him wrestle. I'm going to put him in F tier because he should have wrestled by now.
I mean, I can see a justification right behind that.
I mean, I'll let you guys can totally outrank me here then.
I'd say E. Be somewhat fair.
Yeah, I'll say put her in E because, yeah, she's not a jobber in the sense that we're calling it the jobber status. It's just, you know, a fucking gimmicky name. We could just literally get rid of a jobber status and have it be E tier, then it would be exactly the same thing. But, yeah, you know, it is what it is. She needs to pop up and do more.
That land is at least a B.
I'd put her in B.
Yeah. I like her.
B. Yeah, she's got some potential championship value to her, for sure. Who'd be the highest ranked out of this list that you guys have in Jamie mind?
Yeah, Haters and B.
Yeah, Haters and B. I agree.
And you could make the argument for Mercedes Martinez as well.
I'd totally fine with Mercedes and B.
Absolutely.
Athena, I would say it's B or C.
It's difficult.
Probably C. It's probably right with Ruby.
I could definitely see more of a C. Yeah. Because she's just not.
It does kind of feel that way.
It's not clicking again. Like, I feel like she is perpetually a story of potential that's not realized. Amber Moon winning that championship from Asuka is how many years ago at this point? And it just
never did.
It never really happened. Like, you know. Out of this list, I don't think anybody's really getting into this kind of range necessarily.
Riho's a B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I'm willing to put
maybe the last B looking at this list.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, that's probably everyone in the kind of that sort of tier of people strike me as the people that I could see challenging for either title on a consistent basis.
I'd put Red Velvet in C.
I think that's fair.
Okay. I'd put Bunny in D.
I think that makes sense. Yeah, because she's not bad, but she's just never going to be really used all that much. I would put Penelope Ford at this point potentially in E. I hate to say it.
No, I'd put her above the Bunny. So she's either on level with the Bunny or she's.
I'm totally fine with D.
Yeah, I'd say D.
Yeah,
It's been the absence is her
stuff. Right. Then when she first came in and like an all in leading into the first year of AEW, I was like, my God, how did WWE not pick her up? Like, she's athletic and she's attractive and she's young and she like everything that they were looking for on the checklist. But she's been gone for so long that it really does hurt her.
She had that match with Shida that made me feel like okay, she can be something, and then she's since fallen off.
I do like that Tony always goes back to the all-in match with Tony Storm, where it's kind of like she did a couple of handstands and used a man as a base for some of her moves, and that was kind of the basis that she's really good at what she does, which she...
It's the potential, you know.
Did she wrestle, or was she just accompanying...
She was accompanying Joe Janela to a match.
Yeah. She did come with Hangman, yeah.
But it was just like, how often do you see somebody just out of the blue that you've never seen before that ends up checking a bunch of things off the first impression list, then, you know. Abaddon hasn't done anything, and
it's an any, I think.
At this point, I'd be willing to potentially put her in Drizzling Shits because she's not ever impressed me.
I feel like there is something there. I just think the gimmick is now beginning to, it has clearly worked against her. Like, it's something that helps her stand out. Maybe that's what she needed at the start of it, but if she's actually is progressing or she's getting better, then it's now time to put her in something that's a bit more serious. Like, in the same way, Chris Statlander is no longer an alien.
Yeah, but I'd make the argument that, like, you can work with a dark gimmick. You know, it's not completely handcuffing like an alien.
Well, she essentially is a dark gimmick.
Yeah, but, like, you can do something with her. I think it's on...
No, I mean, she's a gimmick that appears on Dark all the time. Oh,
very good. I would do something with her. I'd put her in... I think E for now is fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as the worst one. I can't put her there when Rebel's going to be an E-tier.
I've never really liked Demi Sakura. You guys like her more than I do, so I'm sure I'm going to be out
there. I'd say. I think that she's like she's like the anchor of Dark, almost, in terms of being like the one who will have the decent matches every now and again. She pretty much main events most Darks and Dark Elevation.
She does a lot. Like, unlike most of the Joshi here, she's constantly on their programming.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say, I think that she's an important, like, even if you're not as enamored with, like, the gimmick or the wrestling and stuff like that, she plays an important role for AEW in terms of being the bridge for a lot of them between Japan and AEW, so.
Hmm. Maki Ito's a D, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unfortunate because she's super charismatic and entertaining. Like, she's fun, but she's not a great wrestler.
Hmm. And doesn't need to be. Yeah, we're ranking on obviously more than just the in-ring stuff, but then again, she's not around all that much. So
yeah, I was gonna say it's gimmick too, but she's not around enough to.
Yeah, that's a factor as well.
All right, so Marina's either D or A.
I'm good with D.
I'd be more willing to put her in E.
All right, Callum.
You got a D and an E. Where are we going, Callum? You have the tiebreaker.
I don't know, because like they seem a. There seems to be at least a willingness to give her opportunities, which makes me feel like that she'd at least be a D because she has challenged for titles beforehand. But she's not very good, so I'd probably put her in A. Like, she's just not... She doesn't have any charisma.
All right, sounds like it's E.
She doesn't... She's not great in ring. It's all... nothing works out for her in a positive light, really.
Layla Hirsch is a D to me because she should be higher, but I think injuries have hurt her.
Injuries pushed her down, unfortunately.
I agree. I'd go D for Kiera Hogan as well.
She
should have a lot more presence to her and yet somehow doesn't. So...
I kind of think that she's on... Isn't she really on level pegging with Red Velvet?
I think Red Velvet has shown more.
I could see an argument that she's on the level with Red Velvet.
I mean, I'm fine with her being, like, a level below it, because I think that she had... Well, clearly, Red Velvet's been on AEW longer, and so has done more stuff, but... I think Kiera's got more charisma than she's shown, so...
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Hopefully she'll be on an upward trajectory, but yeah, maybe D is right for her right now.
And ending off with Kylan King, who I'd go around maybe the C, maybe the D. Like,
I like Kylan King. I think
Kylan King is great. I just don't think she's done much on this roster.
No, she hasn't done much yet, but there's... I don't know, there's something... it might just be like the height, and that's an aspect of it, but... she has a kind of presence about her, which I don't think a lot of the other women have, which is weird considering the fact that she hasn't appeared that much, but that's because she decided to pursue her own thing rather than just be stuck in AEW dark purgatory for the rest of her career. For a long time, she decided to go out to the NWA and other places. Like if it's me and it's my promotion, she's a middle of the road person who's will eventually push upwards. So I'd put her in C, like lower end of C, but still C.
I'd be fine with C. You too, Rob?
Yeah.
Cool. That is the AEW women's roster.
You know what though? Now I feel weird. I feel like given everybody that we have ranked, we can totally form an opinion on Layla, and I think she can be, if Velvet's a C and Hogan's a D, she'd probably be the E of the baddies.
I mean, that's where I would have likely put her, so.
Yeah, I'm fine putting her E.
203. There you go.
And it makes me feel wrong that we don't have an F. I mean, because it feels like we're just doing it and trying to be polite when realistically both Rebel and Leva could probably both be an F.
Rebel and who?
Leva.
I wouldn't go Leva drizzling shits. I'd be more willing.
She hasn't wrestled all year.
I'd be more willing to say Paige for drizzling shits for the option of like a big deal, a big signing that
she at least has name. I mean, she at least has name value to her.
I would argue that Rebel, if I was ranking her TNA stuff, definitely F. But like this character in AEW has saved her.
I'd be fine with Rebel being in there. Ultimately, it's not like their careers are going to be affected by this list. So I wouldn't feel too bad about putting somebody in there.
I mean, the one that's the worst wrestler out of the group of them is Rebel. Or potentially even Paige, because we've only seen one match of her, and that was... It wasn't like the absolute worst match I've ever seen, but it certainly wasn't good.
To be fair, does Rebel do that much? Or does she really just kind of stand?
I mean, she kind of just accompanies Britt Baker to the ring.
Yeah, she's really. Not like, you know, cutting promos.
They don't do as much character stuff with her as they used to. Now she's just kind of mm-hmm. part of the package.
Yeah, like it's Jamie Hayter is doing more. So yeah, Rebel's just sort promos. Of there. I'd be fine with Rebel going over to NF because like, what is she being used for now?
Yeah, I think that she does say, I think she still holds value with the role that she has. But again, it's not like either Jamie Hayter or Britt Baker need her to still do what they do.
Yeah, if she wasn't there, I don't think anybody would notice. She seems like she's more useful backstage. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd kind of put Leva Bates in the same category as that as well.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we can leave it at that. Like, it has the arc, the sort of like the curve that you would typically want to find. Like, higher at both, or lower at both ends, and then the highest in the middle.
I mean, if we want to be technical about it, I'd be fine putting Leva in here, and then we got, you know, the same kind of amount.
Yeah, pretty much as even as it gets then at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. I'd say Leva is essentially
totally MIA.
She's more backstage
than now. Yeah.
Yeah.
She like runs AEW heels and stuff, so.
Still don't even know like what they do there, but...
It's not for you, Tony.
No, it isn't. So, yes, yeah.
For her. The other people.
Can't say I've ever worn heels in my life. So that is the women's roster for AEW. You know, there are plenty of people, of course, that do pop up here and there, but they aren't technically a part of the roster or they aren't seemingly signed to the roster. We could have added, you know, random people that are on dark that I couldn't tell you a goddamn thing about or something, but... You know, Willow Nightingale, for instance, seems like she might be signed to Ring of Honor more than AEW, and she's only really popped up on Dark.
She'd be a C if we had her on this list, actually.
Yeah, so that's the smallest out of all the rosters that we have.
Before we move on, then, just to add a bit of flavor to it, out of the people that are kind of in the C tier, because that's the one where it has the B scope for up and down with trajectory
to move over to
which
the
one
B.
Which one do you see is the most likely to move up to maybe not S, but like in the A and B territory in the next year or so?
In the next year or so, well, I think Ruby and Athena have the best chance because they have the experience. But I think Anna Jay with more seasoning can definitely be where, you know, where Toni Storm is now or where Britt Baker was even when the company started.
That's how I would kind of go, yeah.
I'm keeping my eyes on Julia Hart.
She's got it.
She's going to be in an interesting role now because...
Isn't that Malakai Black for House of Black?
Yeah, she is the leader of the House of Black or potentially the mouthpiece.
So it's the same Rhea Ripley Judgment Day thing going on.
Hey, if it works for her, who's the
who's the Dominic that's going to come in?
The not so lovable loser that she drags along with him. I'm guessing Fuego.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be a funny way to do it. All right, well, that is the women's roster for AEW. Again, I don't know if I'm splitting up the audio-only version and doing two separate things or not, but I'll figure that out with the edit. But at least as far as the YouTube video goes, that's this one. But we have the AEW men's roster coming up in another video, so be sure to click on that. And then next week, we will carry over with the men and the women of WWE. But in the meantime, make sure that you... do all the good stuff that you should do with any YouTube channel that you like. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, ring that little notification bell. Make sure that you also hit up the Patreon and click that little thanks button that's on the page right now on YouTube and click the join button. It's all kind of tied into the idea that if you support the funds of a Mango Tree, then it's all going to funnel into the same thing, whether it's, you know, Fanboys Anonymous, which go to fanboysanonymous.com for that, and go to amangotree.com. Find everything that's on the link tree list that's there. And follow me at Tony Mango. Pick up some merchandise on Redbubble and TeePublic for all these things. And follow what these guys are up to as well. Rob?
Yeah, you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice. You can make sure to check out Fightful.com for all your wrestling news needs. And check out all of my interviews with Dom Smith and Tom Talks Robish talking about disability and awareness and all that. Callum?
You can find me on Twitter at WigMeister14. You can check out all the stuff that's going out on the Smart Comment website, which includes the power rankings, my week-to-week contribution, and that's where you also find the Fantasy League. Check out all the points that are being scored. Got some new tag team champions. So that's some new bonus points for whoever's got them on their roster. I don't have the roster up in front of me at this point in time, but whoever got them, good on you. I know I have Dakota Kai at least, so I'm good on that. Actually, I think I have both of them. I have Dakota Kai and Io Shuts. EO Sky, so yay me. But yeah, just keep following the standings there, and that's it for me.
Alright everybody, click on that next one, AEW men's roster coming up next, and we'll see you there. But for now, this has been another Smart Out moment, and we are being counted out.